Good morning. My name is Jonah Ulebo, and I'm part of Mosaic South Gathering. Today we'll be sharing a story from St. John chapter 6, verse 15 to 25. It is the fourth session in our Discovery Bible Study this year. We do the Discovery Bible Study series because it's a really simple and effective way for us to use Bible stories to engage with non-Christians and to open conversations about faith. Let's pray as we get started this morning. Father, we thank you for the opportunity to read your word. We thank you for this time, and we ask that you inspire us through the things that we share with one another. But also we ask for courage to be able to step out of our comfort zones and to share this story with other people. We pray that through this tool, more people will come to know you in a deep and in a personal way. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Before we get started, let's take a moment to check with whether we did what we said we would do 2 weeks ago. We asked two questions. There were two questions we left with. Number one was, what will you do as a result of hearing this story? The second question was, who will you tell this story to? So we're going to do a recap in our groups. The reason why we do this is not to make anyone feel bad or put anyone on the spot, but just to provide some form of accountability with ourselves and also with God. So in the next 3 minutes, in groups, let's share the experience that we had. The two questions again are, what will you do as a result of hearing this story? And who will you tell this story? Let's go now. Welcome back. I hope you had some really amazing stories in your groups. Let's get started today by reading the Bible scripture. Jesus walks on water. St. John chapter 6, verse 15 to 25. I'll read from the NIV version. Jesus, knowing that they intended to come and make him king by force, withdrew again to a mountain by himself. When evening came, his disciples went down to the lake, where they had got into a boat and set off across the lake for Capernaum. By now it was dark, and Jesus had not yet joined them. A strong wind was blowing, and the waters grew rough. When they had rowed about 3 or 4 miles, they saw Jesus approaching the boat, walking on the water, and they were frightened. But he said to them, "It is I, don't be afraid." Then they were willing to take him into the boat, and immediately the boat reached the shore where they were heading. The next day, the crowd that had stayed on the opposite side of the lake realized that only one boat had been there, and that Jesus had not entered it with his disciples, but that they had gone away alone. Then some boats from Tiberias landed near the place where the people had eaten the bread after the Lord had given thanks. Once the crowd realized that neither Jesus nor his disciples were there, they got into the boats and went to Capernaum in search of Jesus. Great story. So what we're going to do now is that in our groups, one of you will read the story from the scripture and we'll read that aloud, and the rest of you will follow along. Then immediately after, you need to retell the story in your own words. And if you're in a group, it's best that you do that possibly with people filling in one sentence at a time and just making sure you go around your group to retell the story as a whole. Once you've done that, we'll need to answer two questions. The first question is, what does this scripture tell us about God, about Jesus, about God? And the second will be, what does this tell us about people? We'll have roughly 7 to 8 minutes to do this, and possibly you have a timer to tell you how much time you have left. Let's go for it now. Welcome back. What does this say about God? What does this say about Jesus? Number one, God has power over nature. The act of Jesus walking on water was something the disciples had never seen. It showed them that he had the power over elements. His appearance was so magnificent, they almost did not recognize him until he introduced himself. Jesus comes in the midst of the storm. In the moment when they were experiencing a crisis, they were afraid, what's going to happen to us? He comes and he reassures them and he comforts them with his presence. And then finally, Jesus gets into the boat with them. Jesus was not going to walk away. Despite having showed his great mighty power, he still wanted to be in the boat with them. You see, the issue was not the storms they were facing. What was important was who was with them in the storm. What does this say about people and what does it say about us? People can be fearful. And in this scripture, I think you could see the disciples were afraid. It might be they were scared about their circumstance, but also there was that splendid and awesome, magnificent appearance of Jesus walking on water. You see, sometimes it's that reverence, seeing the awesome nature of God and seeing that God is all powerful. Sometimes that brings us to a place where we're genuinely reverent. Number two, people are searching for God. A couple of places yesterday, we're looking for Jesus. And you see, today people are still looking for Jesus. Sometimes they might not know who they're looking for or why they're looking for God. But there's always a void in man that needs only God to fill. So people are always searching for God. The final thing I wrote here is storms are a part of life and people respond to them. There was suddenly a strong wind and the waters became rough. We're all used to the weather changing every single moment. Okay? This was a reminder that storms can show up anytime. They were on a journey and suddenly they were faced with a difficult, challenging situation. And it was in the midst of that that Jesus shows up. Okay, we will have the opportunity now to have a further conversation and to discuss two further questions. The first one will be, what will you do as a result of reading this passage? And the second question is, who will you share this story with? Let's go for it now. Welcome back. Hopefully you got some ideas and inspiration from what others shared. What would you do with this? This story tells us about the splendor of God and his nature, but it also is important to note the significance of the moment that Jesus appeared to the disciples. He appeared to them in the middle of a storm. We don't need to look for a boat or go on a cruise to experience a storm. The last 1 year has brought some real difficult challenges globally. So three things I want us to reflect on. Let's see Jesus in the midst of our storms. Let's see his power and let's keep our eyes focused on him. Number two, let God take charge and trust him. There's a place in the Bible where Jesus was in a boat with the disciples, and even though he was there, they still were afraid. So it's important not just to see Jesus in our storms, but we need to let him take charge, because when he takes charge, we can have confidence that we will be safe. Number three, stand with and pray for others going through storms. Think about people who are having long-term health issues, some of it not related to COVID. Think about people who have lost their jobs in this last few years who have serious challenges trying to get a new job in this difficult time. Just think about the challenges other people are going through, and find a moment to find someone to pray with and possibly to share this story with. The final thing which I want to encourage you is to think about who you are going to share this story with. I pray that God will give you some insight on someone, and God will open doors for us to find someone to share this story with this week. Let's pray. Father, thank you today because we know that you want us to reach out and you want us to be obedient. So we ask this week again, as we come to you in this moment, that we will find strength, and we pray, Lord, for the moments and the times and the opportunities that we can find people, put people on our hearts and bring people across our path, and give us the spirit of obedience to step out and to speak to other people and to share this story. Thank you, Father. Thank you for what you do in our lives, and thank you for the fact that you are in our lives. Despite any storms, we can count on you as our Savior. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.